Bosak, we saw a big fight yesterday. Is there Kedusha Shvius and Peiros Shel Nochrim? Let's start again with the primary text, which is Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chavtes. Will they fight it out right then and there? What did the Rambam mean when he said Mutarim? It's a Pasach Shulchan. We went through a whole series of Rambams yesterday. Whenever it says Mutarim, means Mutarim without Kedusha Shvius. Mutarim Bachila means with Kedusha Shvius. Based on that literary inference, he proved his point, and I didn't see any rebuttal at that point. They'll probably say, well, the Rambam is not so medayik. Of course, where I come from, that's not acceptable. But anyway, so over here we have the Kesef Mishnah famously saying, it's in the middle of this long piece. It's really a critique of the Kafta Vaferach. Umasha Kosov, Avo Perseh Nog Shvius. He says, no, he forgot what it says in the Rambam. Ishtamitze, Perak Alf and Chumas Halacha Yud, Ein Kenyan is when? Im Chazi Yisrael Kocham Yemena and Okiki Bashiachit. But be Oda Biad Goy Mufkasi, I, Peres Achayev and Maisa, no, a new Machayev, Mirchem Yisrael Dafka, but in Shri Yisrael Dafka exists, no Kedush. Ad Kan Divrei Kesef Mishnah. However, the Radvaz seems to disagree, as the Dekaftav Aferach before him. And the Radvaz seems to say over here, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Chavtes. Okay? It says over here that although there's no violation, no Easter of Svichin, because we paskin, of course, Ein Kinyin. Okay? This is the, what he says. He says, nonetheless, Tzarech L'Ochlan B'Kedusha Shvius. That's what the Radvaz says in his parish in the Rambam, Perek Dalet Halacha Chavtes. The problem is there seems to be a steer in Radvaz. Because in the Tshuvas Radvaz, he says exactly the opposite. So it would appear. How is that so? So we go back to the sources. The Pasa Shulchan, I told you, I'm going to give you page numbers so you can look it up later. It's such a running battle between him and the Radvaz. So, I mean, he lived before the Radvaz, but the Radvaz critiques him. I'm going to give you page numbers. Those we'll look it up later on. Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Achakach, he found Tshuvas Radvaz. By the way, we have Tshuvas Radvaz. He says, Chelik Hey of Ov, Simon Shnei Aleph and Reish Chaf Aleph. It says as follows: you bought from a goy. Listen carefully. You bought from a goy on Shemitah. Ain din shvius noeg bahen bein lahakil bein lahachmir. Sounds pretty strong. And there's no kedusha shvius. So this is the pasah shulchan. I said fakert here. Okay, he backed out. I think Abavadya has in the sefer that whenever there's a fight between a conflict between what a person says in a perish and he says in a tshuva, the tshuva wins because the tshuva is a lechel lemaisa. The perish is only a perish. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere in this sefer. If you find it, you'll let me know. But that seems to be a contradiction. So it would appear. Someone say he backed out. In any event, the pol yotze of all this, and this will come to the delicate part, is if it has kedusha shvius, then you are potter from Trumas and Maestros. However, if it has no Kedusha Shvius, then you're Chayiv in Trumas and Maestros. So it appears. Okay? He says, Chayiv Lahafris Trumas and Maestros, Kevin Sh'ein Adav Hefker, Ror L'Chayivo. So I says, all from the Radvaz, quoted on page Nun Zayin and Beis, and Beis Yisrael, which is the work of the Pasach Shulch. Okay? So now we have Milon Gadol Kama Goyin HaRadvaz HaMimei Moron VaMabit V'Yichriya Kepsak Moron Halach Debe HaMachriya Shal Goy Potem Mishviyas V'Chai B'Tshumas V'Maisis etc. And sure enough, the Shulchan Aruch has about this as well. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says there, okay? Those who have a Shulchan Aruch can see. Yoredei Simen Shin Lamed Aleph. Let's see what it says. Shin Lamed Aleph, end of Sif Yutes. V'yesh Omrim, says the Ramoim, Avukachov and Mocha Peres Shvius Yisrael, V'gom and Malachta B'ad Yisrael, Chayov and Betrumu Meiser, U'mafesh Meiser Onik, and Amin Amov. Shai, off in the Ramo. Pischei Tshuva says, Chayov and Betrumu, Oz Hei, the Pischa Tshuva. Ayin b'tshuvas Marit, Sherech Lister Psak, that the Marit was the son of the Mabit, and he was on his father's side. He said, no, you're partly from Tshuvas Umasris. So it's a double fight. Right, you follow what I'm saying? If it's Kodesh Kodesh Shviyas, if it's Kodesh Kodesh Shviyas, then it's partly from Tshuvas Umasris. Rambam Paskins, it's Chayav Tshuvas Umasris, means there's no Kodesh Shviyas. That's the Pashup Shah goes together. Pashup Shah. Now, the Mabit says your potter from Chumas Umaisis from a Pasuk. A Pasuk. What's a Pasuk? From both say those of the Otsa can turn it to a Gemara. The Mesechta Rosh Hashanah. The Tezvav and Aleph. It's found here in the Otsa on Shvius. Those who have half, you have a Shas on your table. Regular Shas has this as well. Rosh Hashanah Tezvav and Aleph. Rashi quotes. Rashi the Maskel, Amalei Abaye. Rashi goes to Mechilta. V'achlu evyone amecha. Posk in Shmos. V'yishram tochal chayas asada. So the Marit understands this to mean Agzeres HaKosov. Agzeres HaKosov. There's no meiser. Ma chayal chelet subtur min ha-meiser. Animals don't take meiser. Right? They don't take mice on the animals. So human beings don't have to take mice on the seventh year. It's irrespective of Hefker. Says the Pasuk Shulchan. Look at the Rashi here. Rashi says, Turim and Amaiser, to Hefkeru, Mishim Shvis. It's not a stomach there, it's called Sabyalma. It's Hefker. And according to the Beis Yosef, it's Hefker only because the Jew is Mafkerit. Karto is the Marit, Mabit. No, Shvis Afkata the Malka. Bava Matida Flamites. Says the Pasuk Shulchan, no. That means Afkata the Malka means that you are required to be Mafkerit because the king said so. All these fights go together. You see what's going on over here? Now, fascinatingly, the base Ridvaz, that's the Ridvaz's critique of the Pasuk Shulchan, I'll give you the page number, Mem Chesem at base. You see the pages are going, a lot of pages here. Mem Chesem at base. Yesh Tov Yiraya Gemura She'ein Oleh Tshuva Lemarit. How do you like that? I have a Raya Gemura, there's no way to rebut it. None. We'll see if some of this room can, maybe Baal Meifus can come up with a rebuttal. Okay, we'll see. That's Yerushalmi in Peah. I'm not sure if I put this on the Maror Makomos or not. Could be. I don't have my own Maror Makomos here. You have a copy of the Maror Makomos? Just to see if I put it on or not. I don't know what I put it on or didn't put it on. Yeah. I'm not sure it's the same one. It says Perek. It says in Peah. I think it's in Perek Hey Aloch Aleph. I think this is it. I'm not sure it's the same one I put on. Yeah? Whatever. It says in Yerushalmi, Minayin, listen carefully, Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. How do you know? That's Potami Maestris. How do you know that Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, Iparlu, I'm giving you the words of Yerushalmi. Mao she Hefker, Azad, the Hefker, Bezin, Potami Maestris. What's the Raya? Listen carefully. Ein Ma'arbenes Hashana, lo b'shviyas, lo b'motsoi shviyas. Shouldn't make it a leap year. Vimibru, they did it anyway by mistake. Ma'uber, it works. V'chodesh echad shahosif, the 13th month of the sheni. Whatever month. Eino potum and amaisus. Of course it is. Shma mino, hefke bezdin potum and amaisus. Ad kan yirushal. Says the holy Ridvaz. V'kosha. The inei mohod shvi is potum and amaisus. Who mission the balabayas mafka sadeh of the karmo, which is the pshat of the Beis Yosef, imken kosher. Hechi muchach mikan, the hefka bezin, hefka potem imaisus, em hefka bezin, ena potem. Achocha beshvis, hosifu bezin ala shana chodesh, vasom shmita, vigozu ala balabatim, ala balabayas shafka sadehu, umemele potem imaisus, because the balabos did it. Mashegin behefka bezin, the alma, it's an unresolved question because Bezin if Kirmi Atzmam Vloshe Bezin goes Vlof Shiyafkir. Whoa, Raya Nechona Brura She'ein Ola Tshuva. Chazal the Raya one more time. Okay, Yishalmi wants to know. We know that normally have Kapatas from Meisa. What about Hefker Bezdin? The Balabas wasn't Mafka, the Bezdin was Mafka it. Says the Yerushalmi, I'll prove it to you. From how? From the 13th month of Chodesh Ibur, with Hefker Bezdin, and it's Patna from Maestris anyway. Says the Ridvaz, if the Marit is right, that Shriyas Afkata the Malka, that happens by itself, we understand, it's Hefker Bezdin. Hefker Bezdin declared the 13th month, happens by itself. But if the Beis Yosef is right, that every Balabas has to be Mafka his own produce, no, don't have Kabezin. It's Hefka the Balasoda. Meridika Kash. Okay. So I thought of a teretz, and Baruch Shekivanti, as Mechavin, to one of the Gdoli Hador of the time of the Ridvaz. The Ridvaz, I told you the story of the Mafia of Chicago, came to Eretz Israel in the first decade of the 20th century, straight out of the clutches of the Mafia. Okay? And the first Shemitah, when he wrote this Kutras HaShemitah, was Tov Reish Ayin, that's 1910, was a Shnat HaShemitah. At that very time, there was a contemporary who also came on the scene, we'll say with guns blazing, if you will, for the first time when he wrote on Shemitah, was Moreinu HaRav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. Yeah. And the original Sefer was written by Rabbi Cook at that time. Talk about the Het HaMechira primarily. And it was written the same time, the same year, the same Shemitah. Tov Reish Ayin. And he knows about the Ritvaz. I guess the Ritvaz's Kutras probably came out first. So he quotes him. It's a Nimovo for his Sefer Shabbas Haaretz. Mavo Simen Yud Aleph. It's a large Mavo. All about the Het HaMechira. Page Memtes. He says as follows. He quotes the same Yerushalmi. Other direction. What's the Yerushalmi bringing a raya? Em Arben, the Babu Muberes. Ki bevadai kol echad mi Yisrael osik adin Torah. Umaf kustei b'shvirs. Uvistam dato bevadai al hashon haksuva below chodeshim. 12 months. When Bezin Modiim Shibruo he muberes, and he didn't have in mind Chodesh Ibur. Echiv Chodesh al Galechad v'yachad shiavka ata asadeu mechodeshim Chodesh Ibur lamatzinu klal. He originally was mafkin for 12 months. All of a sudden, the 13th month comes. What's pshat? Vaday shehefker Bezin hefker shem kilalu ayde iburim bechlal hefker arishon zedavka mikoach hefker Bezin mamish. Hare mikan raya the Beis Yerushalmi to the Beis Yosef that beina b'shvias hefka mafurish. Follow me? You need hefka. Hefka has to come from the balabatim. The extra month is somehow included. Se hepech midivre yedidi hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov David Ridvaz sheyichya the kutus hashmita shalom shehei midivre Yerushalmi is that raya l'shidus hamabit shehefka b'shvias mimelu. You don't want to say it's a riot to me. It's not a riot to you. I wasn't, I also, when I, before I saw, I didn't know, I, on my own. I wrote out of my notes, quote, would not for Hefker Bezin, the Hefker of the Bailam is bottle, because he only did it Mikoach the Bezin, and the Raya is, as the Rash said, the Rash has in Peah, in Perek Hay, what's the Raya? After Shalok Kedin, the Bezin made Hebrew Shalok Kedin, Afal Pikain, Hefker Bezin Hefker. Along the lines of Atama Filu Mutim, the same way as you have a right to be Mekadosh Nechodesh when you really shouldn't be doing it, and Mabar Hashem you really shouldn't be doing it. That's the case over here. And that leads to Hefker Bezin Hefker, that the fact that the person himself is Mafka based upon that mistake that the Bezin made. Adkan. Oh. Now, Rabosai, we're going to continue to see another source. We have a lot of sources today. This source is after you have the base Yisrael and the base Ridvaz, written by the Gedolim. Again, the Pasa Shulchan wrote it much earlier. Talmidei HaGra, he's talking the early part of the 19th century. The Beis Ritvaz is 100 years later, early part of the 20th century. But afterwards, in the back, after all these pages, they print a number of other important svarim. In the back, they have Mishmeres Habayis, Kushna Kuntris, Rav Nachum Weidenfeld, Av Bezdin of Dombrov. That's a famous name in Washington Heights. Yeah. He was a brother of the Chabina. Chabina was more famous later on in life. He came to Eretz Yisrael, the Chabina. His name was Rav Berish Weidenfeld. Dov Berish. He was considered the Gadol Hador who escaped the Nazis and came to Yerushalayim after the war. There's a Chabina yeshiva to this day. And the Chabin, man. Rabbi Ganachovsky Zal. It's Rabbi Ganak's cousin was the Shivan until he passed away last year. So he's a brother. He's considered even a bigger Gadol. Abed of Dambrov in Galicia. See what a Kuntris in the back? Right, it's called a Kuntris. Okay? Makes the following suggestion. Should we say that it's Afkata de Malka? Or should it not be Afkata? Which one is it? So he writes like this. Shvius d'oraisa is Afkata de Malka. Shvius d'rabbanon is not. Even if the Mabit is right, based on the Bava Matil HaMates, Afkata de Malka happens by itself, but Shvius d'rabbanon, which is Bizman Hazeh, not. And he says, V'hi svara hamiskabelis. It's a logical svara. Logical. But the question is, what's the logic? It doesn't tell what the logic is. So nearly the logic is as follows. A major Yisod, Rabbi Osir. The logic is as follows. That's what I think. Please listen carefully. The Achronim say, I'll give you two sources. It's an Asivis in Reish Lama Dal, and it's a Meshech Chochma in Pasha Shoftin, where it says that Lo Sasser Min Adavar Ashagid L'Chayom Anusmo is all the Rabbanon. So according to the Rambam, it sounds like it's a Din Daraisa. What's the nature of the Din Daraisa? So the Meshech Chochma explains that it is prohibited to rebel against the Chacham. The nature of the Rabbanon is don't rebel against Chacham. It's not an intrinsic prohibition. Chazer, the Torah says, Chazer is Chazer. It's also, you have it b'mezi, you have it b'shogeg. Either way, it require a kapara. But Anisa de Rabbanon, the Siva says, he did it b'shogeg, he didn't do anything wrong. Because the nature of the issue is lo sos yom and esmo. Don't rebel against the Chacham. You didn't rebel, you didn't b'shogeg. And the Meshech Chochma is exactly the same thing. What does that really mean? What it really means, to use brisk shprach, is that Yisurim, the Dorais are Yisurim Hefta, they're intrinsically prohibited. However, Yisurim, the Rabbanon, are only Yisurim Gavra. That's it. The person shouldn't rebel. Oh. Now, having said that, let us turn to our discussion. What do you say? Is it Afkata de Malka or is it not Afkata de Malka? Even if it is, as the Mabit would have it, that's only by Shmita d'Oraisa. Shmita d'Oraisa is in the Hefta, the Torah itself, according to the Mabit, declares it's Hefka. But Shmita d'Rabbanan is in the Gavra. So the Gavra has to be Mafkarit. That's a Svara Miskabelas, again, in my opinion, which is quoted in the back of the Sefer Pasa Shulchan. That's perhaps a possible pshat. Oh. But now, we go back to what we spoke about yesterday in Shia, the beginning of the Shia, about Lochem. Lochem velo lenochrim. Right? So we mentioned that's an afterthought. You want to look that up? It's page Nun Dalet Amud Aleph in the Beis Ritvaz, the last two lines. That's an afterthought. Because the real pshat is like the Ravid, the Rash. That means don't give your parish to a god. If it belongs to the god. But then comes along the Ritvaz with his intellectual honesty and says, no, I find a Mefurash Yerushalmi supporting my adversary. Supporting the drush of Lechem Velo Lenochrim and being that you should not, if it's grown by a goy, there's no Kedusha. Where's this Yerushalmi? And here's what I ask you to see. Perk Zayin and Peyer. Hanotea Kerem Lehektish, Potem and Arolim and Revive Achai Beshvis. Rav Zeir B'Shem Rav Yochanan, V'Shof Zoretz Shabbos Hashem, Afilu Davashul Hashem, Kedusha Shvis Chalolov. And the Gemara is discussing the context of the Rishami's Arolim and Revive. Says the Heliger Ridvaz, listen carefully. What does he say? Why are you potter from Arlan Revai? Because of Lachem. Quotes from the Mishnah Lamelach. The plain Moshe says the Rishama there as well. So let's say by Shvius too. Two Terutzim. One exerts the cost of Chal Shvius, Shavas Lashem. And one is not as Kaddish. Right? Mikan Muchach, the Nismai Melachem Shvius. Ulechora raya limti mufurish kain, a raya to whom? To the pasah shulchan. The lechem l'anachim doesn't mean don't give kedusha shvius to a guy. It means if it belongs to a guy, there's no kedusha in the first place. Would have been a tzedem heklish too, say for example, sakasov. Oh, a full page is a whole full page of brackets. After the brackets ends, page nun hey and aleph, halfway down, Avo be'emes mikan gufe muchach fakert. Lo nucha lemaid shvius milachem. Mehai suga gufa. Why? Then otea kerem lehektish potem in our ola revai. And it says lachem. Adarabba. Heich mechaim and kaka akaba ola. Heich posuk a rambam. Hektish potem in our ola. And akab is no egg ola. That's the kasha. And he doesn't mean ola b'chutz torot, which is Allah for Moshe Mitzinah. No, he means all of which you get Malkus for, as he proves. Elevada. I mean, this, if you don't want to look it up, it's the last narrow line on page Nunhei, Yom Adav. Keva dein kinyan la'akam beretz Yisrael, im ken l'didei, lo nucha l'mayit milachem esa akum. And v'noeg shviyas gabe stei nochrim, tahavi lachem, only hekdesh, t'chala hekdesh matina all of the shviyas milachem, who grows in the field of a guy, it is Lachem! Ein kinyan le'akum! Brings a raya fakert. He turned it around into the Ridvas. Wow. Wow. So, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, in Kama Mishnayos, we already saw that like on Kesha Mishnah, learned to call the man of Yesh Kinyan, the Chibri Paskins, Ein Kinyan. And take a look at both say Mesech to Orla. You think I asked? It's on the Mar Makomas, right? The Mishnah in Orla. You saw the Mishnah in Orla. It's on the Mar Makomas. Am I correct? When the Mishnah in Orla, the Rambam seems to say that we have a psak of Yesh Kinyan, and Yesh Kinyan applies even to knock out Orla. It's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos. Orla Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis. Yesh Kenyan. Yet he paskins in Hilchos Maisa Sheni Venetha Ravai that I asked you to see. That's on the Ma'am Makomos as well. Perik Yud Halacha Hey. So that's if you look for Hilchos Olam Rambam, you can't find it. It's tucked away. If you have to be a Lam, then no, Olam is the lead up to Netha Ravai. Otherwise, there's no Hilchos Olam Rambam. It doesn't exist. Maisa Sheni Netha Ravai, they have something in common. You have to bring it to the base of Mikdash, right? That so Orla got thrown in. It's Orla and Perek Yud. Halacha Hey. Hanotea Bishus HaNochri. Nochri should not be near. Chayav and Barla Rabbi. Yechayav. Against the way he paskined in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Orla. It's Kesef Mishnah. When Pirush HaMishnah Shom Aleph Beis in Orla. Kosev Rabbeinu Dedavka Benot of Yisrael V'kan Chozabo. Should have become a Duchti. And therefore he backed out. He passed his end Kenyan. So I wanted to make the following suggestion. So the Ridvas is right. What do you back out from? So I want to make the following suggestion. Don't just back out Yesh Kenyan and Kenyan. More than that. Maybe he backed out to the verse I told you already last week from the Shelas David. The Shelas David says that Yesh Kenyan or Ein Kenyan is by mitzvahs. Trumas, Maisus, Bikurim. Shvius is a question. It's a mitzvah and isser. would not apply to Yisurim, would not apply to Arla. Even if you hold Yesh Kenyan, which Rambam may actually hold from it to some extent, according to the Kesef Mishnah for sure, it does not apply to Arla. Arla is an Isser. So again, so the Ritvaz is proving a Raya, that since the Rambam Paskin is over here, that Arla does apply to Shelgoyim. So therefore, you see that you don't darshan lachem to exclude goyim. Not true. Not true. You can darshan lachem to exclude goyim when you say to some extent yesh kinyan, to some extent, limited extent. It doesn't apply to Arla because Arla is an iser, but it would apply potentially to Shemitah. Because Shemitah is fundamentally a mitzvah, which we'll get to. That's exactly the point of the Tosfos in Gittin Samach Beis 2 days. Is Shemitah fundamentally a mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah, we should say Yesh Kenyan. Or is it fundamentally an Isser? That's what we saw the Chazanish, Aleph Gimel. That we would not say Yesh Kenyan. So this dispute is perhaps what the Rambam changed his mind about from the Pirush Mishnayos to the Arach Hazak. So the Kitzah Nimritz, the Ritvaz started off with a Raya to the Pasach Shulchan from the Rishalmi. Then he turned it around and said a raya against from the Yerushalmi. But I'm saying, I don't think it's right either way. Because since my pshat is certainly a possible pshat, we can say, what are you looking for? The best shas is behind me. No, no. There are three beautiful shas.
I don't know
about the rest. Okay, no problem. So that's what it says. But now we go a step further. We had an offer to Shuvah Sir Advaz. Bein lahakol, bein lahachmir. The Advaz says, there's no Kedusha Shvius, Bein Lahakol, Bein Lahachmir. What could be better than that? The Ritvaz, the God of that door, have it on your side? No, says the Ritvaz. Don't get confused. The Ritvaz, you had the wrong pshat in the Ritvaz. Understand? The Ritvaz lived at the first part of the, in the 16th century, where Yosef Karo's contemporary. The Ritvaz flourished at the beginning of the 20th century. Almost 400 years later. You understand that 300 something years later, they're not the same person by definition. People get confused. Ritvaz, Radvaz. That yud is very important. Right? We got the yud. So he says, no, a new pshat. The Ritvaz is a new pshat in the Radvaz. Page Nun Zayin Amad Aleph. Towards the end. He says, the Pasach Shulchan goes to Radvaz, because he said, Bein Lahakol, Bein Lahachmir. No! Pasach Shulchan understood his kavana was, mean Hakal Hachmir, ain't Machmirin bo lina Kedusha Shvis, ain't Mekilin bo lepochem and a meiser. That's what I thought Psha was. How else can you say Psha? Bein lahakel, right? What do you say? Ain't in Shvis no hegba bein lahakel. What would lahakel be? Lahakel be would say don't chumas and meisers. No, no kula. And bein lahachmir, you don't have to have Kedusha Shvis either. That's the Pasha trying to read it. No, says the Ritva, a new Psha. No. It's all talking about Chayav Meiser or not. The whole Shah is a Chayav Meiser or not. It's true. He says, Kol Ika Taima the Potter B'Shvias Mena Meiser Hu Mitam Hefker Shem Luchu Yovin Kol Yochid Kof Yud Lahavker Va'go there is Karma over Mitzvah Sasei Va'kula the Potter B'Meiseris Bo Mena Chumra the Luchu Yov Lahavker Nupshat. A goy who buys land, he's allowed to hold on to it. He's a goy. He's not chayv, only in chayv and seven mitzvahs. He's not one of them. So therefore, the shvius is not applied there. Bein lahakel, bein lahachmir. Which means what? Ein adaveh hefker lepotrim in amayser. Means bein lahachmir shia hefker. Right? And therefore, we also mishud mishumer. Who bein lahakel to patim from amayser doesn't apply. But it has Kedusha Shvius. He doesn't say it. The raya to him is the Ritvaz Perek Dalach of Tess. So there is Kedusha Shvius. According to the way the Pasuk Shulchan read the Ritvaz, he either backed out or whatever, something like that, to steer it. He doesn't even quote his own best proof that pshat is correct within Shitas Ritvaz. I hope you're following me. Rabosai, so it appears. So it appears. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. Oh. So what does it come out? The Chazon Ish is the same thing. Chazon Ish wants to suggest we should follow the following shita. We know that Beis Yosef and the Mabit had a double fight. They fought about what? Is the Kedusha Shvius? And they fought about Ayuchayv and Meiser. Beis Yosef said, there is no Kedusha Shvius and Yechayv and Meiser. The Mabit says, there is Kedusha Shvius and Yepotami Meiser. Now what did the Radvaz say? What did the Radvaz say? The Radvaz says that, again, Shvius is not Noeg, Bein Lehokel, Bein Lehachmir, and Yechayv and Meiser, that's for sure. Says Chazon Ish, we can have it both ways. We'll follow the chumras of both. Chumras of both. They're not necessarily connected. You could say, Yechayev and Meiser, and it's Tzlak Nusha Shvius. Doesn't sound right to us. Nusha Shvius is based upon Hefker. Hefker is part of a Meiser. How can they have both? No, you can have both, suggests the Chazon Ish. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. So I wanted to say that whether it's possible or impossible is discussed by Reb Shlomo Zalman in Siman Yud towards the end. Sifkat Yud through Yud Gimel. You'll look it up. We'll get to it later on. And his main Yisod, Reb Shlomo Zalman, is the main Yisod. I'll give it to you a very brief. We'll come back to it a little bit later on. Is that there's only one fundamental mitzvah to do with Kedusha Shvius. There's Hashvius Tishmitena Unatashta. Mafkarit. That's your job, to be Mafkarit. All the other halachas, which are found later on, this is in Sefer Shmos, all the following mitzvahs in Sefer Vayikra are outgrowths of Tishmitena Unatashta. So you have to be careful with what we call, you know, give it to the behemoths in the field, and the chayas, and the avioni amecha, and you have to give it to this in the beer. All that comes from the fundamental obligation to be mafkirit. He proves, and we'll get to it later, from sources, in Perek Tes, I'm not sure if it's on the Makarosh yet, I don't even remember. In Perek Tes, I think it's Mishnah Aleph, perhaps? No, Mishnah Zayin. I'm not sure if it's on the Makarosh. It is? Okay, Tes Mishnah Zayin with the Tosfos Yontif and the Tosfos Chadashim. The Tosfos Yontif seems to say over there that once there's no longer an obligation to be mafkarit, after Zman HaBir, we haven't discussed Bir yet, once that happens, Poko Kedusha Shvius. No longer do the restrictions apply. What restrictions? Schora, you can't give it to a behemah, you can't give it to a god. Poka. How's it possible? How can the Kedusha disappear? Kedusha Lehechan Holcha. The answer is from Shlomo Zalman. All the details of Tosas' expression in Masechta Sukkah, you probably can find it on your in your Oitzer, a remarkable expression of Tosas is describing the difficulty of keeping the laws of Shemitah, where they have a lashon ein misfar. There's no number. We can't even count how many laws apply to the Paris, which have Kedusha Shvius. It's so complicated. And all those complicated halachas disappear once there's no obligation of being mafkarit after the Zman HaBir, according to one opinion. So you see from there, it all stems from that. Memela, if you hold, like Rav Yosef Karo, that it's not automatically hefker, it's only hefker because you have an obligation. And the goy has no such obligation. If a goy has no such obligation, there's no halacha of Kedusha Shvius. You cannot split them. You have no right to split them. It's all based on a Shvius, the Shmitena, and the Tashto. That's all. Truth to be told, I believe that the Shlomo Zalman is completely correct with the cheapest Rambam that we're fighting about. There's a Ramban, however. This really should be on Maram HaKomas later. If you look in the Ramban, as Mitzvah Saseh, which the Rambam did not have. Mitzvah Saseh Gimel talks about Shabbos Oros Lachem Liochla, eating Peres Shvius. Some interpret it to mean it's a mitzvah Peres Shvius. Grab him, get him. That's a shver avod. That's a mitzvah. The Pashup Shad is It's a mitzvah, it's an Easter essay. La'achla v'lau, l'schora, l'nachrim, l'hefzit, you rattle it off. An Easter essay. If you're at the Ramban, there's a separate and distinct Easter essay over and above the mitzvah of Tishmetena Natashta, which is mitzvah sasei kufla medalad, in the Sefer Mitzvah of the Ramban, then you can argue that maybe the Chazon Ish is correct. But if you hold, like the Rambam, that no, the Megillas Esther says, the Rambam includes these laws in Tishmeten and Natashta, no separate assay of Lechem L'Ochlo. No. So then this is impossible. You cannot say the Chumras of both. Not just because we don't like Chumras so much. They're contradictory. If you say, Rav Osai, if you say that there is a din that Yechayim and Trumas of Maestris, which is what the Beis Yosef said, Yechayim and Trumas of Maestris, which means what? There's no din of Hefker. Once there's no din of Hefker, Rabbi Osai, by definition, there's no Gush HaShvius. All the laws which stem from the Hefker. And when it's Paka, it's Paka. You look it up in the Tos Yotav Perek Tes in Masechta Shvius, he says so, Befeirish. Now, we're coming to the end, towards the end of this year. Still have quite a bit of time. Let's get into the history. History. We're a history lesson. I'm in Pasa Shulchan, page Nun Gimel Amad Alf. This is what he says. He's quoting over here, Rabbi Osai. Listen carefully. Avkas Rochel. Okay. Oma Yosef Karo. Hey. Say, Oma Mordechai Willing, no one pays attention. Oma Yosef Karo. Oma Yosef Karo. For the third time. You better, you know, listen up. What did he say? Listen carefully. Acha Shekos of Rav Moshe Mitrani. A bit. Igeres Zos Hashenis. Rotzal lasos masik edvara v'shmita she'avra u'michu biyado. He tried to impose his will in the shmita, which was the year Shin Chof Zion, 1567, if I have it right, and they stopped him. U'v'shmita zu shishnas hei shin lamedalet, 1574, hikshas rucho v'imetzes levavo. You know what it says that about? You know what it says that about? Torah Kedosha? I thought it was about Paro, I think. That's my recollection. Litkoa atzmo lasos maisek edvara biad rama. V'komu kochach meo ir. V'inu bedvara v'arishonim v'achronim. V'rosh ein ben mamish. V'chrizu v'batek nesios v'gzeres nidoi. Acherim. Shekulam yifrish yafrishu trumas umaisis miperes agoy shenismarchu biad yisrael b'shviyis kama b'sha'ashonim. Nuum hatsoir Yosef Karo. Hatsoir? Hatsoir? I believe he was over 80 years old at the time when he signed this. Okay? And after that, there was a tshuva me'rav shemtov ashayak haskam al psak maran. And there was even a someone who wouldn't trust the signature. One of the gedolim of the time stempled, Amen, witnessed that he signed it himself. I saw him sign it. V'zayah samuch l'shnas shin lamed hey shenisbakesh maron liyeshiva shomal. He was nifter a year later. He lived a long life, Rav Yosef Karo. I think over 80 years, if I'm not mistaken. U'v'shulchan aruch shechiber kodem. Choshen Mishvitzim and Samach Zayin Bramo, Vishnaz Heishin Lamed Gimel. Okay? And he says in the Beis Yosef right there, Im Akum Mochel Yisrael Peres Shvius, for Gomen Yisrael Mashma Devare Nog Bam Chubas and Maisvis. Okay? Vadai the Ad Aloso Lamorom. Hechzik efi pisco, v'chein amine gamata b'chol eretz Yisrael. But there were those who claimed Maran Beit Yosef Chazarbo, It's on page Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Kfar Golu Yubara Medivim Marana Kodesh Achrona B'Shnas Shin LaMadal Shvias Achrona L'Shebiyamav V'Cholsamo Emes At Sof Yumechayav Herzik B'Data V'Cholar Abanim Imo V'Gam Kenoga B'Yushalayim Yumechayav Ral Nach. Who was the Ral Nach? Rabbi Levi Ibn Chabib, the one who fought with the Maribe Rav, if you ask his car's Rebbe about the Shmita, excuse me, about the Smicha, Chiddush HaSmicha, he was from the Gedolei Hador. Oh, so how can the Maharit say that the Beis Yosef backed out? Must be, who Nisha Kotan Me'aviv HaRavzal, as he writes in the introduction to the Mabit. He was young, he didn't know what was going on when his father was alive. Mabit lived longer than the Beis Yosef. Achakach Shami B'Talmidov, Mashahinig Oviv Terem Noda Lamor Nakodesh, that the Mabit followed his own opinion. For of Binyan Meminyan Mechachmi Oyer Gozru Cherem Chomor Hazik Das Mor Mechol Agdolim Shimo Lo Simu Kameh Basrei Gor Acharedim Shir Bedor Shachreim and the Shaloef Acharehem. And the Brikei Yosef says, do we have a Brikei Yosef in our Beis Medrash? I don't think we have it. Shilam Aras of Kotan Yud. You look at the, you have it online? Look at Brikei Yosef. No one has it? You have a chance to look it up. He says the same thing. And he has an expression there in Brikei Yosef that Mabit lived 10 years after the Beis Yosef. And maybe when the Rabbi Yosef got sick or after he died, the Mabit had his way. And the Marit and the Charedim and the Shalom just followed it. And that's all, finished. But the expression, I believe, in the Brikei Yosef is that the Maran Bet Yosef held his opinion. Catch this now. Adzibula Basraisa. You know where that phrase is found in Shas? Huh? Brachas. What does it really mean? Literally until you're buried. Until he was buried, he held that sheet. He never backed out. Never backed out. That's the opinion of those who should know best. Right? Birka Yosef, the Chida, who lived a bit later, but finished. Now is another fight. This cherem that was imposed by Rav Yosef Karo as printed in his tshuvas, signed to certify it. What was the cherem? We have the cherem as it's printed in Avkas Rochel. What we read the cherem. I just read it to you. What was the cherem? The cherem was, listen very carefully, shekulam yafrishu tshuvas v'maisi peres agoy, like in every other year. Nu atzor Yosef Karo. Wait a minute. Was there also a cherem that you're not permitted to keep Kedusha Shvius? Maybe you want to be machmer both sides. No cherem against you. Here's a tremendous dispute how to read a certain tshuva. Now, read it now. I'm pulling out for the first time. Bavadja. Pull out the heavy artillery. Okay? Maran and Bavadja. It's really Yalkut Yosef, but he has a tshuva of his father. Watch this. So the Yalkut Yosef, at the very end, he quotes his father's tshuva about the Heter Mechira. I'll give you the page numbers. I was going to look it up later on. And Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalit quotes a Chida. Okay. Oh, who was the one? Maram Galanti Hazaken Musmach Ashayom Kihu Zek Sav Yad HaKodesh Maranzal. Fine. And it says, "Bedorenu lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu shum chosid she'anoeg din bir afilai dehefker." Finished. We rely on the Shnei Moras Hagdol and Maran v'Aradvaz in the Tshuva, and that was the year the meaning in Tzvat and in Yerushalayim and in Maral Nach. The Ramah says that Beferish in the Haggah, we saw it, and the Levush, and the Marikash, and the Prisha, all say like the Maran. Chuvas Maran ben Chaviv says that way. Menagen Kesvaras Maran and his beer is Chora Beferish Shvi'ah Shel Goy. Ad Kan from the Chida and Brikei Yosef. Wow, powerful stuff. And those who said it got it wrong, but now he quotes from the Maharashtam, Rav Shmuel de Medina, who lived in Constantinople some years later. And when he quotes the Cherem, He quotes the same Chayrim, but he says an interesting version of the Chayrim. I mean, this is a big fight amongst the poskim. What did he actually mean? I'll read it to you. On page Tuf Reish Tzadi Zayin. Shut Marashtam Yeradeh Kuf Tzadi Beis. Dulem Bar Ilan. Chach Meit Tzvat, quote, Nidu Vechrimu L'shome Shvius. Whoa. So therefore, that's a powerful statement. Powerful statement. Amazing. He says, Afilu lehokel. You can make a cherem that you have no right to be machmir. Psachim daf kuf. Chayshinon shamiyitu v'yikwa lochol adoros. Fishakodesh chosama shakodesh barakul emes. So the kayam emes, afilu lekula. Alright, maybe they went too far. But that's what he means. Shomei shvius doesn't want to fulfill klusha shvius. As the Afkas Rochel seem to say. Where do you find precedent for this? As I asked you to see the Maramah comes. Kesef Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Sof, Halacha Yud Aleph. Let's open up the Kesef Mishnah, you'll see where there's a Cherim against Machmirim. We always think Cherim against Mekilim, right? No? Take a look. You all have it. It's on the Maramah comes. You should have seen it by now. Now we'll see it together. Aleph Yud Aleph towards the end. Kesef Mishnah. I asked, V'aminik ha-poshet. Let's read it together. V'aminik ha-poshet v'chol Eretz Yisrael k'divrei Rabbeinu. It's a case where a goy planted it and a goy was m'arech it. Pot mi'ameinu lo shamanu potzepel l'achlag al zeh. Ata kom chochem echot. V'nir lo shu mischasin v'asol su hepech ha-minik ha-poshet u'masa per shigodl v'kaka ha-goy v'nimikbo b'lachta ha-de goy. Amirchen goy. Holochu mefat acher shikavlo aleim asos kedvarov. The poshut b'enes of Yosef Kara, she royal the monami zemish loses go to do. More than that, when mekabel divrei Rabbeinu the Rambam, mevad kavod harishonim. Even the Revo disagreed, didn't want to be mevad the minig. Umiu zevi ezahu, asher melo libo lasos kein. You move from para to who? Who? Haman. Shem yirach. Yeah. And the old, he says, it got so bad. Wow. A cherem against someone who wanted to be machmer. Who was it? Doesn't say who. Chacham Echad. Rav Avadya gives away the secret. Not that he would give away a secret on his own. Why we identify this person? It's printed. I looked it up. Drisha Shin Lamed Aleph Sof Osiud Aleph. Who was he? Maria Ashkenazi Chasan Hagoyen Rab Aaron Av Bezdin Pozna. Must have been a big tzaddik. He was put in Cherem by Rabbi Yosef Karo, so I guess he must have backed off. I don't think he wanted to start up without Cherem. So he's trying to show you an example, a Cherem against Machmirim. Rabbi Avadya understands the Cherem of the Marashdam, Nidul Vehekrimu L'shom Eshviyas, against Machmirim. Against Machmirim. Wow. Who wants to start up with that? However, Rabbi Osai, the Titz HaKodesh was with the Gedolei Olam of Yerushalayim of 100 years ago. Understood the Marashdam that way. Shanidu v'achem al shom eshviyas. Hainu ala noag in kedusha shviyas b'peres akum. L'doros olam goz v'kein. Shum chosel lo yinog kedusha shviyas b'bir chayotze b'peres akum. As the Berger Yosef said. Ulam. The Chazanish, end of Simen Chav, says. Ma'am o'od yesh titztar al advarim. Quote the Titz HaKodesh. Harelo, who's got a divi marashdam? Didn't pay his akam b'shvius. You know what he's talking about, a churba? 2 years shvius. The Rambam shvius and Rashi shvius. 2 different years. That he put a cherem on. That he put a cherem on. And there are others who felt that way pshat also. But I never heard of a cherem on 2 years of shmini. I never heard of it. Pshat haloshen morek divitzis lakodesh shudi b'chodesh. And not discussing what he said before about 7th and 8th years. And even if you'll say the Chazanish is right, that the cherem was only to be mafresh shumas v'maisres, and not those who want to be machmir, it's still not right for the other reasons. Los is go to do pkiya b'kvod hakadmonim. I, the Chazanish, relies on the smicha b'kol kocho, the expression on the Maram ben Chaviv Yuma pe gimel amud aleph. You look at the Talmidim, they're learning Yuma. Oh, the chaver, right? The high school learning Yuma. Pay it. You look up there safer. It's the kedusha shvi. It should be chumas of both, chumas ma'is and kedusha shvius. But he himself has a tshuva, which the Birka Yosef quotes there. Anu somkan al svaras maran in your beer, and therefore schora bepeir shvius. And yesh lismoch Yosef al tshuvosof she malacha lemaise. Against what he wrote in the chedushim, here it is. Page tough, reish sadiches in the alkat Yosef and shvius. That's what he says. Adkan. And now he comes earlier to page Tuf Resh Pei Hei. What was the minhag in Yerushalayim? So he quotes here an amazing tshuva from the Hagoyin Marizev Mintzberg, Bekuntus Peir Shvius. Rav Velvel Mintzberg was a rabbi of the old city of Yerushalayim in 1948 when they were taken captive. Yes, yes, we have problems today in that same location, the holy city, with our Arab cousins who unfortunately killed 3 people. They took captives, at least in 48, when they took them captives, they released them after the some kind of armistice. Now they take captives and they kill them. Rahman al-Islam. Shem Yim Kom Dama. This is the great Rav Velvel Mintzberg. So, La'acha ha-mechira, quote, Shenasai the Rabbanim ha-matirim, Din Paris Karkos, a look at Paris Chicago by Akal Mamish. It grew in the Galil in an Arab held territory which has been held by them for 500 years. Vein alem glushos shvius, afilu the divrei harabonim hamisnagel mechira. You don't like the mechira? Tough luck. The other rabbi did it. There's no glushos shvius. Afal pi shehabi merabonim atirim lo hitiru she Yisrael Yisrael ba'atzma. Yisrael ba'atzma. Him over Malzeh. Rav Kook said you're not allowed to do plant and they didn't listen to him. Ain't there no gale in your mechira? Shafiluk shomer Torah of Arutz l'timachon etzmisus says in Yerushalmi yesh kinyan and then kurechaluti zetam horaasi leheter, and it's, we don't make any knossos over here. Therefore, there's no kedusha shvius, and he was the av bezin of Yerushalayim Atika. This can grace a Zionist over here in the political sense. He was a big Zionist. He wouldn't leave the old city. They took him captive. But not in the world today, they use the word differently. And he held klar, minhag Yerushalayim. Follow the Beis Yosef. There's no kedusha shvius. Finished. Finished. He obviously assumed that the mechir was chal. There were those who said mechir is not even chal in the first place, which we'll have to get to later on. Either because he never had smichas das, or because it was done through a shliach and shtichat v'arveira. Yeah, the chazanish passing away. And shtichat v'arveira lo sechonim. Or Dina the Machus Adina, and they didn't put it in the tabu, what they call. There are 3 reasons to knock out the Mechir. We obviously didn't consider them to be real. Okay? Shlomo Zalman quotes the same Yisod, but when he quotes about Rav Kook in his Mavo, the Shabbos Haaretz, he says Rav Kook suggested if they're going to rely upon the Sefer HaTruma and the Kesef Mishnah, Yesh Kinyan, as long as the field is in the hands of the guy. So Rav Kook said, you'd be allowed to plant the field. A Jew could plant the field as long as it's in the hands of a guy. No, he said, Daraisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, that's not true. Back to the Rambam we started with. This is found in Madani Oret Simon Tes, Sifkot and Aleph. How do we start the Rambam? The first Rambam we started with. Perek Da Alocha Chav Tes. That's how we began this year. That's how we end this year. What does it say there? Come on, you should know by heart by now. Goy shekana kaka beretz Yisrael as rabbi shvias prepare here say mutarin means mutarin to quote the pasuk without shvias. Shelo gozu al svichim el nei over avera va goyim en mitzuvim al shvias reshnik zer alein. That means the goy is rabbi shvias. But if Yisrael is rabbi shvias, it isn't avera. It's come out before in the Rambam. Even though, according to the psak of the Pas HaShulchan, it's based upon the Kesef Mishnah, based upon Yesh Kinyan. There's no, only Surya and Kibush Oli Mitzrayim. That's a different din. But the Eretz Yisrael proper? No. Yisrael is Mitzuvah. Mitzuvah. And a simple level, it's a Mitzuvah level of Daraisa. Again, if Shmiz would be Daraisa. But Daraisa as opposed to Oli Mitzrayim and Surya, with Sfichim HaMutarim. Sfichim HaMutarim, I both say, not just if a non-Jew had it. Stop Sfichim HaMutarim. Because we're Mekel. Look at Halacha, Chavav. Kol Shechzik Ba Oli Bavel, Sfichim HaSomchim Ba Asurim Bachila. Oli Mitzrayim, what's it then? Sfichim HaMutarim. I weren't afraid a Jew is going to plant it. We're not worried. It's the level of the Rabbanan. But he's very much against Rav Kook's suggestion that according to the Svara of the Kesef Mishnah, a Jew would be permitted to plant a field based upon Yesh Kinyan. Chas v'shalom, he says. Yesh Kinyan works for the Peiris, not for the Karka. Oh. But now, Rabbi, so we come to the hardest part of the Shia, which is the last 2 minutes, and you're going to have to think about it for a whole day. Okay, this is so hard, because it's a tremendous fight what this means, and let's take a look together. Back to where we started. Dalet Chav Tes and Kesef Mishnah. Look carefully. Very, very careful. Very careful. The Kesef Mishnah writes, in Dalet Chav Tes, the Rambam said, Lo gozo simo ol ra'aveiro. Okay. Does anybody disagree? Anyone disagree with this? Look what he says. He says as follows. L'chein tiritz. I'm reading the words of the Kesef Mishnah. Ilu hoyu asfichim asurim en adin. What's this kind of blue yitzuya stuff? Ilu hoyu asurim en adin. I asked you to see Gemara Pesachim. He added the word Pesachim to the Gemara Mekomis. Take a look at the Gemara Pesachim, Rabbi Osai, just for 1 minute. Pesachim, you have in your altar. Pesachim, Rabbi Osai, Nun Aleph Medbeis. Rabbi Akiva. Hein on Israel, and that's to us saying, Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, so on a simple level, he's saying over here, you would be right that it would be Asr Mishim Svichin in the Goy Shekana Kaka Beretz Yisrael Rabbi Shvius would have been Asr. Aber Me'acha Shasvichim Einem Asurim. If Svichim would be awesome with the Raisa, it would apply over here. That there were those who claim based on that. You see from here, you see from this Rambam that Kedusha Shvius is not Mishal Goy. Why? Because there's no Yisus Svichin, nor Aisa, less than Kedusha Shvius. It seems to me that is, although the Chazon Ish is the one who said it based on the Rambam, it seems to go against the Kesef Mishnah. What did the Kesef Mishnah say? Ilu hayu Svichim asurim en adin, hayigid varecha, it would be an Isser. But he himself said clearly, there's no Kedusha Shvius. The answer is that Yisus Svichim, nor Aisa, according to Rabbi Kiva, has nothing to do with Kedusha Shvius. It's a separate din. Chazan seems to have held otherwise. He brought in the Chuvas Rambam, but seems to me, Ani HaKotan, that the Kesef Mishnah himself is against that tliya of the Chazan of Haba Talia. It's a Svichin Doraisa, it has to have Kedusha Shvius. In other words, the Kesef Mishnah, as I understand it, there's no Kedusha Shvius. Afal Pikein, according to Rabbi Kiva, Svichin will be also Doraisa if a Goy will land in Eretz Yisrael. We'll start tomorrow with the Chuvas Rambam, Linere, and we'll continue.